I'm Alan Aisbett.
And I'm Griff. And this is Selling on eBay, your weekly source for the information and inspiration you need to start, run, and grow a business on the world's most powerful marketplace.
Hey, Griff, what's the crack?
Divil a bit.
I see you've been studying up on your Irish.
For sure I have.
Well, may the cat eat you and may the devil eat the cat. Here we are with another episode.
Episode 40, in fact.
It seems like just last week we were doing episode 39.
The good old days.
Good times, but enough of living in the past. What's on the show this week?
Oh, lots, Alan. The theme for this week is how to win this summer, how to save money on eBay.
Who doesn't like saving money?
And who doesn't like winning?
Another great rhetorical question, Griff. The answer, of course, is no one. Back on to the show. Who's on first?
Wait, tell me Doug didn't write that tired old routine into this script. Hold on. Oh, darn it, he did.
Yes, he did. I'll just skip over it.
Please do.
No problem. I'll start again. You'll edit this out of the recording, right, Griff?
Yeah, sure. I'll edit it out. Yeah, that's the ticket.
One tired old routine for another, I see. Okay. So, Griff, who's up first?
Well, on the main story, Alan, we'll visit not one, but two eBay sellers with some great insights on how they save money while running their businesses on eBay.
And on Inside eBay, eBay Senior Product Marketing Manager David Warman joins us with advice on saving money with the right eBay store subscription.
And guess what's back this week?
What? Who?
It's the monthly return of What's Hot with Jen Deal.
Ah, Jen Deal. Hooray. What's hot this month?
Dads.
I'm a dad now, Griff.
I know, and you're hot, so there's that.
Hey, you flatterer.
You're welcome. It's time to discuss what's hot for Father's Day.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
All that. Plus, we have some seller questions to answer, and your favorite segment, The Buzz.
It is, and it starts right now. Cue the music.
And we're back with The Buzz and, of course, our good friend Alan Aisbett. Welcome back, Alan. We've got a lot to cover this week.
Always fun to be here with you, Griff. Last week was a special week. It was Small Business Week.
We're all about helping small businesses here at eBay and the podcast.
That's right. And a lot went on and continues to go on. We had multiple seller-related events across the country and announced our next U.S. retail revival city.
Tell me more, Alan. I'm all ears.
Here you go. eBay CEO Devin Wenig was in New Orleans to meet local eBay sellers. After that, we went on to Baton Rouge for an announcement. We announced our next retail revival location in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Convenient.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana is now the sixth city globally to join eBay's retail revival program. And in addition to helping out local sellers, we're also bringing 40 full-time customer service jobs via our eBay at Home program.
In East Baton Rouge, in particular, did you know that nearly 71% of all businesses have between 2 and 9 employees?
I didn't know that. eBay at Home expands eBay's customer service reach, connecting customers in the communities in which they live and work. Baton Rouge Retail Revival follows retail revival programs in Akron, Ohio, Lansing, Michigan, and Greensboro, North Carolina, as well as international programs in Wolverhampton, UK, and Halifax, Canada.
That's excellent news. Thanks, Alan.
But wait, there's more. In addition to the seller meetup with Devin, eBay celebrated its 14th annual Seller Advocacy Day, partnered with Shark Tank's Damon John and nonprofit Score, and hosted eBay Upfront in Los Angeles. During the two-day seller advocacy event, 24 sellers from 20 states met with members of Congress to discuss issues facing small businesses.
And with 96% of eBay-enabled small business owners exporting their goods, initiatives like postal reform and cross-border trade legislation have a significant impact on their operations, I'm sure.
96%. Look at you with all of the facts off the top of your head.
Nah, just a walking compendium of facts.
Yeah.
And it's in the script.
Oh, thanks, Doug. Always great and newsworthy events every year for 14 years now. A great partnership with sellers and connection with government. More information on eBay's Seller Advocacy Day is available at ebaymainstreet.com/SBAN/advocacy.
Let's talk about the partnership with Shark Tank's Damon John.
Yeah, Shark Tank is the show where businesses go to pitch to investors. Damon John hosted a special virtual conference. Damon John by eBay Power Talk was the name, and offered small business owners tips, tricks, and advice for success. John tapped his experience as a businessman and investor by answering questions via Instagram Live that focused on empowerment and expansion through e-commerce.
eBay is also partnering with the SCORE Foundation, that's S-C-O-R-E. That's the nation's largest network of volunteer, expert, and business mentors, and making a $50,000 donation to benefit nearly 150 small businesses.
Nice.
Thank you, eBay.
Nice. That's a lot of money. And Speaking of small businesses, let me get a plug in for eBay's Shine Awards for Small Business, which prompts sellers to submit their stories for a chance to win $15,000, a VI trip to eBay Open, and invaluable business exposure. To enter, visit ebayopen.com/shineawards, but You better be quick. Submissions close May 15th.
We've been plugging this thing for what, a month now?
A month now, yeah.
If you don't know about it by now,
then you're not a real podcast fan.
Exactly, right.
Get out.
And by the way, Alan, I hear you just attended another Upfront event.
I did, yeah. Lucky me. I'm just back from Los Angeles. I was there with most of the team. We were there in Los Angeles for eBay Upfront. Of course, it was another great seller event I attended with, as you said, much of the community and seller engagement team. Unfortunately, though, Griff, you weren't there.
Yeah. Well, someone has to stay behind and keep things running. But don't worry about me. You all go have fun with sellers. I'll just sit here in the doc studio editing tape. You never call. You never write.
Oh, poor Griff.
Mm.
I shed a little tear. It would have been fun to hang out in Hollywood with you.
Yeah, and the celebrities.
Yeah. Mm. You are a celebrity. Do you have a star on the Walk of Fame?
Yeah, it's chalked in.
Walk of Shame.
Hollywood Walk of Shame. Yeah, I've got a big star on that one.
Nearly 400 sellers registered, and our friend Mary Zaragoza was interviewed on stage. Stay tuned next week because we'll have some clips.
I can't wait to hear them. I love Mary. Man, she was on the podcast recently.
She's great.
Yeah. Well, Alan, we've been on the road a lot this year. Well, I say we, but you've been on the road a lot this year, not me. What with Retail Revival, what else? eBay Upfront, mm-hmm. all these meetups. You know, some of us also have been visiting seller meetups too. Well, again, not all of us. Not me, just for example. Am I making my point?
Sounds like you want to get out on the road with us.
Yeah, I'm getting a little stir crazy in the studio.
Let's go. Sure. We'll just stop the podcast for a few weeks.
Right.
Nobody will know us.
Yeah, of course they won't. Anyway, Brian Burke, you know him.
Oh, yeah. I think I know him.
Yeah, well, he recently attended an Upfront event in Dallas, and he spoke to a few of the attendees. Shall we listen in?
Let's do it.
So, Terry, what did you think about this evening's event?
I thought it was awesome. Getting to see a lot of friends I haven't seen in a long time. And, of course, all you eBay guys that I only get to see usually once or twice a year. So, and got to find out some interesting information and, of course, some stuff I already knew.
Would you recommend other people go to these events if
Absolutely.
They come to their city?
Absolutely. Yeah. Every opportunity that you can have FaceTime with any of the eBay corporate individuals, take advantage of it. Because you never know, first of all, what kind of friends you're going to make. Because I've known you for several
yes.
years now, and Nate and several of the others, but also the knowledge and experience that you get from networking with the other sellers that are in them.
Sounds like Brian had a great time, as did the sellers in attendance.
Yeah. They, not me, by the way, but they indeed did have a good time. I was at home. I hope you're...
I'm noticing a trend here.
Yeah.
We need to get you out of your house.
Yeah, I think that would help. By the way, if you need some small business tips, you could always have lunch with Warren Buffett, you know.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. You're going to have to pay, though. Every year, Glide and eBay present the annual Power Lunch. This is the 20th annual Power Lunch with Warren Buffett. The charity auction runs May 26th to the 31st, and in the past, it's gone for millions of dollars.
Ooh.
All that money goes to Glide.
Then do you have to pick up the bill for the food?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't think Warren Buffett's a dine and dash kind of person, but
he's more of a buffet man. The winning bidder and up to 7 friends will have the opportunity to dine with Mr. Buffett at Smith and Wolinski in New York City.
Have you been there?
I have not.
It's a great steakhouse.
Oh, I've never even been to New York.
What?
I've never been. Made it to the West Coast, and I've never got over to the East
Coast. Well, it's something to look forward to.
Maybe if I get out of the house, get out of this podcast, you're holding me back.
Yeah, holding you back. Oh, by the way, Alan.
Yes.
We've got some internet sales tax updates. And as always, you can go to our taxes and import changes page mm-hmm. in Seller Hub. You can find the link in this episode transcript because it's too long for us to actually read it out.
It's a very long, boring link.
It really is. Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay. So the news you need to know is that 3 states went live May 1st, including the District of Columbia, Nebraska, and New Jersey. On July 1st, a few states will go live with internet sales tax, including Alabama, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, and South Carolina.
Now, this is how it works. So listen up. Once eBay starts to collect tax in the states that require internet sales tax, no action is going to be required on your part as a seller. And there'll be no charges or fees for eBay automatically calculating, collecting, and remitting the sales tax. The collection process will apply to all sales, whether the seller is located in or outside the United States. So that's important. But again, you won't have to do anything.
eBay will calculate and add the applicable sales tax at checkout. The buyer will pay both the cost of the item along with the sales tax. eBay will collect and remit the tax.
Pretty painless, right?
Sounds pretty painless.
Yeah, I think so. Now, sellers are not able to opt out of selling items into the states listed above or opt out of eBay automatically collecting the sales tax. But again, there's nothing you have to do.
Now that's out of the way. Let's have some fun.
Oh, yeah, can't wait.
Can I mention a story near and dear to my heart?
Please do.
Arlington, Virginia-based eBay seller Mark Johnson and his wife cleaned out their closets a few weeks ago and decided to list some of his old neckties on eBay.
Hmm.
One of the ties had an American flag team. eBay buyer Jack Camper was the winning bidder on the tie.
Oh, that's very patriotic.
Wait, there's more. Mr. Johnson found some spots on the tie that he hadn't noticed. He reached out to Mr. Camper, offering the tie at a discount.
The spots were probably from a 4th of July barbecue.
Probably. Mr. Johnson did use the tie on a 4th of July's past. Mr. Camper had been searching eBay for weeks for the perfect tie, and he was sure Mr. Johnson's red, white, and blue one was it.
Well, he really wanted that tie. 4th of July is coming up, so you have to have your ties.
That's true, but the real reason that Mr. Camper wanted the perfect American tie so badly was that he wanted to wear it to his swearing-in as an American citizen. Amazing, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Johnson saw this and sent the tie for free with congratulations. Mr. Johnson later tweeted, he responded with sincere thanks, telling me he was raised by his grandparents in South Africa, and they taught him to always make sure to be frugal and repair rather than replace. He assured me he would treasure the tie for years to come.
Now that's a great eBay story. Another one to warm the heart.
I know, bring a tear to your eye.
That's right.
Griff.
So, yes.
Griff.
What?
Change is in the air.
I thought that wasn't until 2020 in the next election.
No, here at the podcast.
Oh, am I allowed to retire now?
Never. Of course not.
Oh, well.
We are rebranding the Selling on eBay podcast to better align with brand initiatives.
Oh.
We're changing the name to, do you want to open the envelope?
Oh, okay, hold on. I'll open it and you read it, just like Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway at the Oscars. Now, don't blow it and read the wrong name, okay, Warren?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the winning name is...
Oh, I can't wait. Let's do it together.
The eBay for Business podcast. Oh, that sounded good.
I know. Well,
that's all
the news that's fit. We're back with another special Shine Award segment. This will be our last Shine Award winner guest. So we give a big welcome to Hawa Lukalade. Hawa, remind us what you won and when.
I won eBay's Young Entrepreneur of the Year for 2018.
Fantastic. I want to congratulate you.
Thank you.
Can you remind everyone what it is that you sell?
I sell new and pre-owned clothing. I like more contemporary styles like bohemian and statement style clothing, that type of stuff.
And when did you get started on eBay?
I started selling on eBay right after I graduated high school in 2013. Basically, in high school, I was a mall rat, and I always liked looking for clothes, and I like bargain hunting, so I put both of them together, and before you knew it, I kind of started a little business.
What difference has it made in your life and your business winning the Shine Award last year?
Oh my gosh, it's made a huge difference. I used my Shine Awards check and I impulsively signed the lease on a retail storefront near my house. That's basically the biggest difference it's made. It also made a difference because I broke out of my comfort zone. I didn't really like to tell people about my business and I kind of just kept it to myself. But doing the Shine Awards, it helped me become confident about my business, so I'm also glad about that part of it.
You have to have some level of confidence starting out to submit a story to a contest like this. Were you a little hesitant, or did you know right off that you had a story you wanted to tell?
I woke up one afternoon, and I didn't want to get out of bed. So I started looking through my emails and it's like, this is the last 24 hours to apply for the Shine Awards. I was like, okay, I'd rather fill out this application than get out of bed.
Well, you've had some level of success, I would assume.
Yeah, I've sold on eBay over 7,000 items.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Allowed me to open the storefront. I never thought that that would happen, let alone like before I turned 25. So that was exciting.
Now that must be a challenge. Are you still selling on eBay and you're running a storefront?
Well, actually, most of my sales are still coming from eBay. The storefront is almost like a complement to my eBay store.
Sure.
I enjoy having people in the community come in and be able to try stuff on, but it's also helped my eBay store out because people now will like drop things off. And I'll just sell it for them on eBay.
The May 15th deadline is coming up for submissions, just like that email you got last year that said, It's coming up. It's 24 hours. What advice do you have for anyone considering entering this year's Shine Award contest? What do you recommend a seller focus on while they're writing their story for submission?
That's a really good question. Be authentic. Just be true to yourself. You can even mention one of your quirks. I think that people want to see eBay sellers aren't perfect. Because when I tell people I sell on eBay, a lot of people are like, I thought about selling on eBay, but I'm afraid that it's like they feel like they have to be like 100% perfect. And I'm like, not necessarily. It's not as hard as you make it seem to yourself.
Sure. Are you going to eBay Open this year?
I am. I'm not really looking forward to the Las Vegas heat. I'm a southern girl, so I'll take my humidity over dry heat. But yeah.
Just wait till it's night and it's a little cooler.
Yeah, someone should have told me that. Oh, let me take a stroll at 1 p.m.
No, that's the last thing you want to do. Well, thank you so much for talking to us, and we look forward to seeing you in Las Vegas.
Okay, thank you.
We've been speaking with 2018 Shine Award winner for Young Entrepreneur, Hawa Lucali. Hawa has a store in Columbia, South Carolina, and on eBay under the store name Messy's Closet. Don't forget, the last day to submit your story for this year's Shine Awards is Wednesday, May 15. Coming up next, the main story. Welcome to The Main Story, and joining us now via Skype is eBay seller Tim McDonald. And Tim sells a wide range of stuff, including anti-aging products, luggage, craft storage and die-cutting machines, cookware, designer handbags, women's intimates, and a lot of NFL items. I checked out your store, Tim. It's an interesting mix.
Yes, it is. I always love telling people when they ask me what we sell and giving them that variety. And I always save those last two for last because it throws everybody for a loop on what we sell.
I think they go together. I've seen NFL commercials. I know exactly how they work. Tim's been selling on eBay for 8 years, selling under the user ID MCADOO86, and that's MCADOO86. Tim, today on the show, we're talking about savings, specifically how sellers can save money while winning big in the summer season. Do you actively look for ways to save money in your business on eBay?
Well, we are always looking to try and save money. Sometimes it becomes a little bit more difficult, like you say, in certain seasons, especially since, like you just said, one of our products is NFL, and that doesn't really sell well in the spring and summer, but come fall and winter, it's really good, but definitely always part of our process.
You just mentioned something very interesting, which is that your NFL merchandise experiences the business cycle that matches the NFL season. Do you save money by actually sourcing product outside of the season?
That is exactly one of the things that we do. It's always postseason when everything goes on sale, and clearance is the best time, because one of the lessons I've learned is it's not what you sell for, it's what you buy for that can make the biggest difference. One of the things that I always caution people about, though, is if you're just starting out, you need to have the financial wherewithal to be able to hold on to that inventory for that period of time and not expect to get immediate returns on it. But if you are able to do that, you have a huge opportunity to stock up on things that are the best prices that you can probably get and then be able to make the most money. And one of the reasons why I like buying low and really being smart about buying is because if you are in certain seasons and it gets more competitive, then it's not as much of an issue for you to be lowering and adjusting or offering sales on your items, because you can have that margin that's still profitable for you instead of losing money.
So it's being smart while sourcing. And sourcing out of season can be a very smart way to do it.
Yes. And I think I got to thank my wife for that. I got to give her some thumbs up here because she partners with me now. So my wife, Lori, is a great help for me. But I learned this lesson from her because she always used to go after all the shopping was done for the holiday season and buy wrapping paper, bows, little ornaments that she turned into things that she put on wrapping presents, and she does it for pennies. I learned that lesson from her about buying postseason when everything goes on clearance is when you want to stock up, even though you're not going to use it for another almost full year.
It's interesting. I never thought about the NFL side of things, but now you sell other things as well, something that doesn't seem to be seasonal, and I'm looking at anti-aging products. What is your strategy for saving money when you're sourcing those?
I think first and foremost, it's not always what's on sale, because I think it's so important to do your research on what's selling. And not all the time do we have that luxury of finding the exact item that we have the opportunity to buy it at a reduced price. most of the time, if you do your research of what's selling, how frequently it's selling, what price it's selling for, makes you much more confident in the ability to make a smart purchase. And that's why I always refer to it's all about how you purchase things as opposed to what you sell them for. That's where you make your money, is on the purchasing side. For us, it's always about kind of being aware of what the market's looking for, and then us doing the research and looking out in the marketplace to find out what we can get. And when things go on sale, some of the places we buy from actually kind of discount the longer it's been in inventory. Mm-hmm. And so what we're able to do then is keep an eye on it and be there on the day that we know that price change is going to occur, so that we can take advantage of getting it at a low price and being able to then make as much money as we can off of it. Always doing research. Always be researching.
Always. It's a regular part of your day, I assume.
Absolutely. You and I just spoke right before we got on, and I do work a full-time day job now. But before I was doing that, I did it just as much as my wife. But now my wife spends most of her days doing all that research and looking for what's happening out in the marketplace and what we have the opportunity to buy.
What do you see eBay sellers do sometimes that just makes your head spin? For example, shipping.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And I think this might be pretty obvious to a lot of people, but I just see so many people that either I talk to or in the Facebook seller groups I belong in, or even on the eBay forums, is so many people drive to the post office every day to drop off their packages. And I used to do that. But one of the things I started realizing is the United States Postal Service offers free pickup of packages at your residence or work. Now, this isn't for every location, but it's in most locations. As a result, I don't have to take the time out each day to drive to the post office. I don't need to spend the gas or the mileage. So these are all things that actually save us not only money, but time, by having our postal carrier come to our house each day and pick up our packages for us without us having to take the time and the expense of driving to the post office each and every day. Go on the United States Postal Service, set up an account, and then schedule a pickup.
Tim, thank you. Continued success to you and your wife on your business.
Well, thank you so much. It's been my pleasure. Look forward to continuing to grow and learn from all the other eBay sellers out there.
We've been speaking with eBay seller Tim McDonald, who sells under the user ID MacAdoo86. Up next, another well-known eBay seller shares her perspective on saving money when selling on eBay. Well, our next guest needs no introduction, but I'll give her one anyway. She's been selling an extensive range of one-of-a-kind items with an emphasis on flatware, mugs, and dinnerware for 21 years now on eBay. And today, she runs both a business on eBay under the user ID The Queen of Auctions, as well as a very active consignment shop on Main Street in Ventura, California, called Lynn's Consignments Fun Home Furnishings. She's written several books, and lucky us, she's with us again now via the magic of Skype. Welcome, the Queen of Auctions, Lynn Drawley.
Thank you, Griff. It's so great to be here.
Lynn, we're going to talk about saving money. I know it's important to many sellers, but I have to ask, is it important to you and your business to save money?
Oh, absolutely. In every aspect of my business, we're always constantly reevaluating and seeing where we can cut corners, because that blows right through to your bottom line.
What are some of the ways you save money, say, before a sale? Let's start with sourcing product.
You know, this is a great place to start, because my grandmother, who had an antique store for 52 years, always taught me you make your money in the buying. To do that, if I'm going to buy a large collection or a dinnerware set that's more expensive, I will do my research on my phone. Now that eBay offers Terapeak, it's like one of my favorite tools. I'll go to Terapeak and I'll search for the past year. Let's say I'm looking at a Royal Doulton Coventry pattern. I'll type in Royal Doulton Coventry. I'll look for the past year. Two things I look at: ASP, average selling price. Is it a high enough price that it warrants me doing all the work? And secondly, I look at sell-through. And on Terapeak, it's really cool because they'll tell you, like, out of the listings and the sales, what percentage actually sold. And that's so, so valuable, because if that dinner set only sold 2.5%, I'm going to pass. I'm not going to sit with that for the next, 50 years to, like, sell it all?
Right.
You know what I mean? 40 years, actually. If it's got like a 16%, I'm going to take a shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's such a great tool. When you're out in the field, though, and it's not a big collection and it's a one-off, you have to make quick decisions. Trust your gut instinct. And I find that a lot of times I can spend 50 cents on a coffee mug. I've been selling so many coffee mugs lately for $42.49. It's crazy. I put them out at $49.99. I do a 15% off sale. And literally, I sold 5 coffee mugs last week for $42.49. That's the 15% off. For margins like that, then when you're ready to spend more money, do your research.
That's great advice. But now it's time to list those items. What should a seller look for in order to keep expenses down during the listing process? Store subscription, final value fees, shipping costs, all those things come into play.
Yeah, they sure do. And you know, since I have an anchor store, I get 10,000 literally free fixed listings each month. So I try to stay right around that 10,000. I've gotten up to as high as 16,000-17,000 items, Griff. And that just starts adding up every month. With one of a kind, I'll leave it on there for 3 to 4 years. But after that time frame, I will go through, we'll end everything, we'll pull it, we'll weed through it. I will relist the things that I think still have some life in them. But then the rest of it gets donated and it's on to new merch, because seriously, the new listings, by repurposing that old stuff, that's still good. And the new listings are what drive your business.
I know you're very busy because you're running two businesses. You get the eBay end of it, you got the consignment end on Main Street and Ventura. Are there times of the year when it's opportune for you to actually do that sort of reevaluation and then relisting or taking the items off? Do you wait till dips in seasonality, for example?
It's a great question. And I'm really lucky because I have this amazing assistant. So whenever I think it's the right time, she's just amazing to go pull the stuff. She puts it all out on the back tables for me. I can decide if I want to put it in the store, donate it, or relist it. I'm just trying to keep it around that 10 to 12,000 item listing range. That's what I follow. And then as we get closer to Christmas, which right now to me, we're getting close to Christmas.
Yes, we are.
No, seriously, people are starting to shop. I will not probably end anything till after January because my sales in January are typically super strong.
Yeah.
So I'll do a big purge after January.
This leads me to my next question because you brought up the assistant. By the way, do you hire her out ever? I could use an assistant.
She's so good, Griff. She's really, really good. I mean, I've never seen somebody so efficient. She blows my mind. Anyway, I got really lucky.
You have a valuable business asset in this assistant.
I certainly do. And I have to tell you how I found her. When I first moved here on Nextdoor, it's an app kind of thing. Yeah. I had advertised for people to help me unpack my eBay items. I got lucky and hired a bunch of high school kids. And then one day this lady's walking up my street. I'm out in the driveway. She goes, "Hi, I'm Cindy. Are you Lynn?" And I'm like, "Yes." Because I didn't know, Griff, on Nextdoor, it publishes your address unless you make that private. She lives in my neighborhood, and she just was on her walk. It scared me. But anyway, she's turned out to be wonderful.
Thank heavens you didn't block your address. You would have never found her.
And she was diligent. See, that shows diligence. She wanted that job.
Would you say a great way of, and I don't want to put the words in your mouth, but I'm going to. would you say that a great way of saving money is actually spending money to hire someone who's that good?
Oh, Griff, yes, yes, yes. I'll tell you, when I first got here, I tried to do it all by myself. And that was literally insane because I'm trying to run a new business and I am doing all the pulling, packing and shipping. And I finally realized, you know, looking at the numbers, that it wasn't worth it. I needed to hire that person. And I had approached Cindy originally and asked her to work in the front of the store. She didn't want anything to do with customers, but she had always asked to be my shipper and my pulling sheets and finding the stuff. So I offered it to her. We did a trial and that was back in July and I'm no looking back. Lifesaver.
Spending some money up front on an expense of hiring a great employee is a great way of saving money overall.
Absolutely. My grandmother taught me that time is money. And I read a book someplace, Griff, and it said that anything that you can outsource, you need to outsource it and pay for it. Because anything that just takes me to do it is what I need to focus on, which is the sourcing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can outsource some listing, but some of the more expensive antiques that I have that knowledge, I have to do. So there are certain things that I have to do, but anything that I don't have to do, I need to outsource.
Well, if time is money, we're running out of both. Any last money-saving tips you want to share with our seller audience?
Yeah, I've got a great one. Recycling shipping supplies. There's a place, the EPS Industry, and I have their number. It's 410-451-8340. You call them, they'll put you on their list for places to recycle loose fill, which is packing peanuts.
Because most recycling or garbage centers won't take them.
Exactly. This place, the EPS Industry, will also get you on the earth911.com site as a location to drop off the peanuts. And he told me he was so thrilled I called because UPS stopped taking that loose fill quite a while back and it's created a huge problem. So we're not only helping the environment, but we're saving money with our packing supplies.
Lynn, you are a genius.
Thanks, Griff.
It's always a pleasure talking to you, and I want to thank you for sharing your expertise. And that expertise comes, obviously, from such a long time selling on eBay and from having a wonderful grandmother.
Yes, so true.
And I hope everything is going well there on Main Street in Ventura.
It's going wonderful. It's just been an amazing experience. I'm very, very happy.
So folks can follow you on Facebook to see how that's going as well.
I'm Lynn Drawley on Insta. I'm Lynn Drawley on Facebook. Check it out.
We've been speaking with the Queen of Auctions, Lynn Drawley. You can check her out on eBay under the user ID, The Queen of Auctions, and she deserves that title. And it's all one word, The Queen of Auctions. Up next, how to save money with the right eBay store subscription on Inside eBay. Welcome to Inside eBay. Today we're talking with David Warman. He's the Senior Product Marketing Manager at eBay, and he's going to give us some tips on how sellers can save money on eBay, especially using eBay stores. Welcome to the show, David.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us all a little bit more about what you do at eBay.
I manage a team of people that look after store subscriptions and seller promotions.
And you've been doing this for a while?
Yeah, it'll be eBay 4 years in August.
We talk about store subscriptions a lot at eBay. What are the different levels? I know we've added some recently.
Yeah, we added two new tiers last year. We have five total now, Starter, Basic, Premium, Anchor, and Enterprise. I think for today, the first four are what we should focus on.
Right, because Enterprise is for the...
For large national retailers like Best Buy, things like that.
Yeah, okay, so the first four. If I'm coming into this as a brand new seller, how do I know which store subscription is right for me?
So the basic mechanism is just number of free listings per month. So just think about total number of products you have for sale each month, mm-hmm. and then match that to the store tiers. So it's either 100, 250, 1,000, or 10,000.
Right. So just for using myself as an example, I never have more than, say, two, maybe 250 items listed.
So basic would be great.
Basic. Okay. Yeah. That's a good to know.
And one thing also I'd call out is think about all your products. Don't try and rotate through or, you know, put some up for sale sometimes, others not. It's just best to cast a wide net.
Right, so have them all listed.
Exactly.
I've picked the right store subscription. How do I understand in a way that's clear to me the costs associated with being an eBay seller?
So there's kind of three things to think about. There's the monthly store fee.
Right.
And then there's the number of included insertions. And then there's the final value fee. The two things I want to talk about here are the insertion fees and final value fee.
Sure, okay.
If you're paying a lot of insertion fees, then you should really look at the store level that you're at or getting a store, because every seller gets 50 free a month regardless.
Right.
And then that goes up depending on your store level. So if you're paying a lot of insertion fees, you're going over your allocated amount. And so you should look at choosing a different store tier. In most cases, having a store costs out more effectively for you in your benefit than not having a store if you're paying a lot of insertion fees.
Right, because each store level gives you a bigger allotment of free listings.
Exactly.
And we're talking about fixed price listings.
Yeah, fixed price.
So that if you find you're getting a lot of charges on your monthly invoice for fee insertion over and above your allotment, then perhaps it's time to go up a level.
Yeah, just one thing too is we offer two different types of store plans. There's the monthly plan, which has no contract. Try it. And there's no penalty or you know, harm. And then if it does work for you, you can switch to annual for a cheaper monthly rate.
We see this in a lot of different subscription plans, right? You're trying it out for a month, there's a certain rate, but you get a discount if you go for the year and pay it all up at once.
Yep.
Or just commit to the year.
You just commit to the year. You know, it's still a monthly charge, but it's lower. Exactly.
These are great ways to save money. Are all sellers required to set up an eBay store?
No, not at all. It is a program intended for our more engaged sellers that are selling at volume. But, you know, we understand that some people may need this for a while. Others may not need it at all. So it's entirely voluntary and up to you.
Is there a reason why I should sign up for an eBay store?
So in addition to the additional insertions, which I think is probably the biggest single deciding factor, you also get discounted final value fees on Basic, Premium, and Anchor.
Oh.
If you are selling in, you know, some categories like electronics or cameras or things like that, the break is pretty good. So that would be one reason.
Mm-hmm.
You also get access to TerraPeak, which is a research tool that kind of gives you an idea of sales prices and things like that on the platform.
And that's only for store subscribers.
Well, it's free. You can pay for it independently, but if you have a store, it's free.
Oh, well, that's a benefit.
Exactly.
It's a great research tool.
It really is.
For folks who don't know what TerraPeak is, can you just give us a little outline?
It's a company that's now part of eBay, but it's a way to look at products and categories and get some price guidance and information and velocity information as far as how things are selling through.
Yeah. One of the things that we used it recently was to show seasonal cycles, because their data goes back far enough. You can see prices that go up and down, and they'll provide you a graph over time.
Yeah, which is super helpful, you know, keeping your pricing competitive as well as sourcing.
So you get an eBay store, you get free access to this data.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
And then you get access to Promoted Listings, which is our advertising platform. If you want to pay to surface your items higher in search, you can do so.
And then you pay only if they sell.
Exactly, yeah, which is different than other marketplaces.
Sure.
We also give you access to Promotions Manager, which is a way to do markdowns and sales.
Those are only available to store subscribers.
Yes. I just got a record player, and I've been buying records off eBay. And I found this seller that offers a 20% discount if I buy $75 or more in a transaction. And
yeah.
So every time now I keep buying more because it's just the discount so good.
And this guy only has access to that tool because he's a store subscriber.
Exactly.
Oh, perfect. What kind of music do you listen to?
Actually, everything.
Everything?
Everything.
My kind of guy. Eclectic taste, the best way to be with music or art. David, before we go, I wanted to ask you if you have top three tips that you want to share with eBay sellers when it comes to saving money.
Yeah. You know, number one is really relevant to what we're talking about. So just make sure you're at the store level that makes sense for your business. You'll pay the least if you're in the correct space. Second thing was that if you're in a store, make sure that you're choosing the correct category for your items. I know sometimes it can be like a really threaded process to find the category, but for instance, in cameras, some accessories have a 6% final value fee and some have a 9%. So just find the right category and make sure you're using the right one for your products.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's 3% difference.
Yeah. If you're in that space, it's meaningful.
So if you make a mistake there, you're costing yourself money.
Yeah.
All right.
And then the third thing I wanted to call out, actually, with the other side of my team, is we're running seller promotions all the time. And so check your email and message center to see if you're getting them, because it's a way to get discounts on insertions and final value fee above and beyond the stores.
Can you give us an example of what one of these promotions looks like?
Yeah, we run fairly often, once a month, various inventory gap promotions where we're trying to get seasonal things on the site for sale. So like, you know, we're getting into summer now, so barbecues, camping, things like that. And so we'll offer a break on final value fee above and beyond the rate card to incentivize sales of those items.
Will I need to be opted in for communications from eBay in order to get those emails?
You will for the emails. You also can see these offers in your message center on my eBay.
All right. So that's important. David, if you have anything else to add, this is the time.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to call out too is we have this thing with stores called the subscriber discount portal. Every store level gets access to a shipping supplies coupon.
Yes.
So you can use that every quarter to get, I mean, even if it's just tape, it makes the stuff look nice when you ship it.
Yeah.
Above and beyond that, though, on that page, we have some new offers we've negotiated with a payroll company and bookkeeping, so you can try out some services. So if your business is growing, it's a way that we're trying to work to get more products for you to use to help you grow.
What is the bookkeeping?
It's called Bench. It's a company that does both catch-up bookkeeping and ongoing bookkeeping for tax. If you need help with that, they're offering a discount on their service.
David, why didn't I know about this?
It's been hard getting the message out, but it's something we're working on.
Well, thank heavens for the podcast.
For sure.
Right? Well, David, I want to thank you for joining us today. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We've been joined today by David Warman. He's the Senior Product Marketing Manager at eBay with some tips on how you as a seller can save money on eBay. Coming up next, it's Jen Deal with this month's What's Hot. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Amos.
Amos who?
Amos, introduce you in the What's Hot segment now. You're supposed to groan, by the way.
Oh, gosh.
This afternoon, we have Jen Deal, Customer Marketing Manager, and she's in the studio to let us know about what's hot for Father's Day gifting this year.
Thanks for inviting me, Griff. I love that rousing intro, but
you're welcome.
Just to be clear, I wasn't sleeping. I was just resting my eyes.
Yeah, that's what everyone always says, including the dads.
Exactly. And by now, I know it's only been a few seconds, yeah, but our podcast audience is probably over all the dad-isms. Many of them have probably recognized these traditional and apropos cliches.
Well, I got 1,000 of them.
Father's Day is a few weeks away, and now is the time to be selling gifts for dads in North America, where, believe it or not, more than 77% of Americans celebrate or recognize the day and actually spend between $135 and $188 per dad figure.
What?
On gifts. Yeah.
That's all?
Well,
he's your father. That's all you're going to spend on? He's saved for your college education. He bought you a car. He bought you the clothes. That's it?
I'm not even going to rub it in that it's $50 less than mom's.
Hey, you better not go there.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, by the way.
Yeah, right.
So this celebration of paternal bonds, fatherhood, and the influence of fathers in society has actually pushed this retail moment up towards of $15 billion.
Well, you know, when I was your age,
yeah,
I...
okay. Many of us think about traditional dad's gifts as ties and mugs or maybe a picture frame, handprints on a t-shirt, that kind of thing. But how do these things add up to $15 billion? Well, they don't. Today's buyers are more creative and their buying options are equally creative and fun. And they're looking for that perfect something for their dad or dad proxy.
Creative meaning cheap.
$138. I'm not sure if that's super cheap. I mean,
let me put quotes around creative just for this, for that purpose.
I wouldn't buy a $138 tie, but that's me. I've seen them. I like them. I just can't pocketbook that.
Don't you want to buy your dad something?
No, I have children. That's right. Why they have to buy these gifts for me.
I see.
Yeah. The dad has been a buyer we've actually been focused on this year at eBay all year. And we've actively been curating products they love for months.
But now
is the peak time to have the product on site.
All right. So what are some of those items besides ties and cigars?
Cigars. That's a good one.
Yeah.
So what we're merchandising on site, and this for everyone that doesn't know, means that we're presenting to buyers on the homepage, emails, specific marketing channels, different products that dads are going to love for this season.
Mm.
We're looking at Father's Day tools under $100.
And again, cheap. Okay, I like it.
Well, so you can buy two or three.
Oh, why not? That makes sense.
Yeah. And this is based on data. So this is looking at what we've sold over the years, what people are buying, what peaks at this time. For you sellers out there that have access to this inventory, get it up there if it's not already up there. We also look at watches, men's accessories, grooming gifts. These are kits like Harry's,
for
shavers,
the unkempt dad.
Yeah, right. for those that aren't doing the hipster beard look.
Or who are. And you'd want them to stop.
Beard wax maybe.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. People need these. Maybe you're gifting items that they didn't know they needed.
A pair of scissors to cut off the top knot.
Maybe. Hmm. Well, so power tools could be more than 100. So we're going to merchandise it both ways, right? $100 and over $100. You're not limited to that. Outdoor hiking and camping, North Face, Patagonia, those are all top brands that sell all the time year round, but get them up there now for summer camping trips. Men's fashion accessories.
What are those?
Those $300 bow ties and ties.
That's an accessory.
That's an accessory.
A Rolex watch.
Yeah, socks, believe it or not.
Socks? Are you kidding?
No, I think that falls under accessories.
You got to buy them sandals, too, because dads wear socks with sandals. You see them at Disney World and on the streets.
That's right. So you got to buy the socks.
It's a phenomenon.
You got to buy shoes. So those sandals. We also have luxury shoes.
Luxury shoes.
Mm.
What's a luxury shoe for a man?
I don't know all the great brands, I'm going to admit. But I do know that if you look at the inner heel of the men's shoe and it's cut off, the corner's cut off, that is a luxury shoe.
Oh, and that makes sense because Allen Edmonds, which is a luxury brand that I've bought in the past, does have that little cutoff. And I never knew what it was for. I thought it was just saving resources and materials.
Cutting corners.
Exactly.
There's no cutting corners on those price points. But sneakers, if you're not into luxury,
sneakers can cost a fortune.
Sneakers can cost a fortune.
You can buy your dad a pair of Nikes that are like $300 or $400 or
more. That's right. Or you can buy the $75 Vans.
Or the Vans.
He's still, you know.
If your dad skateboards, that's especially.
Right.
Yeah.
Or.
Dad, get off that skateboard. You're going to kill yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So the most popular gifts are also, in all ways, the tech gifts and the tech and gadget loving dads.
Mm.
Or maybe you've got the dad you need to upgrade from the flip phone to the smartphone.
You're kidding. Dads who still have flip phones?
I've seen them.
With the big text so they can read it?
Yeah. Right. Still, they know all the numbers.
Right. Where's that number?
Others love headphones, cases, and all the accessories that go with. And then you've got those that are really into their gadgets, and they're looking at home security, laptops, gaming computers, smart home accessories, and digital assistants. Anyone that'll listen to dad.
Do dads like collectibles?
They do. They love their RC cars, their sportsmen, fanware. Right now, Marvel, Star Wars. You know, May the 4th was this last weekend.
You know, it's hard for me to believe, but dads today were kids when Star Wars came out. So that's why they're all into that stuff.
Still into it.
Yeah. I was an adult when it came out. Is there a Granddaddy's Day? Because that's me.
There is. In October, there's a Grandparents' Day.
I can't go. I'm sleeping that month.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
Sorry. You're going to miss it this year. There's cool stuff, too, that's newer, taking some of those themes and putting them into the latest Catan boards or other board games, for example.
Yeah.
Those are popular.
What's Catan?
Catan's an amazing strategic game where you basically take over America, is the world, pirates, something. But it's like Risk.
Well, it's typical man stuff.
Different, yeah.
Just, you know, world domination.
World domination.
I got it. Okay. In a game.
Yeah.
Keeps them occupied.
Mm-hmm. It's always, you know, that thought process. And speaking of which...
Yeah.
You also, as a seller, guys, we're talking to you actually, not just ourselves, but you might promote listings around maritime antiques, militaria, and war times. Wartime antiques.
Really?
Not wartime. Yeah. So the side note here is that we're also coming into the Memorial Day season.
It's Father. We're talking about Father's Day, young lady. Enough is enough.
I know, but oh my gosh. That's another dadism, Griff. You're such a natural.
I should have had kids.
You should have.
Listen to me grunt, just like a dad watch. Ugh.
Yes, I hear it echoing among all the dads.
Yeah, I'm never going to have them, so there it is. All right, so I didn't mean to interrupt. You've got a duty here. I don't want to stop you. Go ahead.
We want to keep this light, informational, and entertaining.
So far, failing at that, but let's go on.
Well, there's still plenty of gift items to list for sales in the next several weeks. It's your dad. If you've got the dad that has everything or has nothing,
For Father's Day, take something away from him.
You can take something away and sell it on eBay.
There you go. But seriously, we should be, as sellers, we should be looking for all the stuff we've talked about. We can find it, put it up on the site so other people can make some sales.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And remember, too, that with gifts, free returns are ideal in some cases, that where dads shop for himself and had the same ideas that you did.
Yeah, got two of those expensive ties.
That's right. Mm. That's right. Only needs one for the one thing he goes to every year. Or the other thing is free shipping.
No, yeah. Free shipping makes one total price item easy to purchase. Remember, dads aren't usually good at math.
Well, it's not the dads that are shopping.
Oh, the kids aren't good at math. No one's good at math.
Who needs to be these days?
Math makes me run for the hills. So if dad shopped for himself ahead of time and he's already bought the item, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to want to be able to have it returned. So buyers will be looking for a total cost, including free shipping, to fit into their budgets. It's just easy shopping.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a knock-knock joke for you.
Oh, the tables have turned. Go ahead.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Candace.
Oh, brother, I hate to do this. Candace who?
Candace get any better?
Now it's time for me to groan. Child? That's enough of that. No, but seriously. Jen, you shared some really good insights today about what is selling for Father's Day now through the end of the month. So sellers, if you want more tips about how to prepare for seasonal moments like this, check out the Seasonal Playbook in Seller Center. Jen works on this diligently day in and day out. Don't you, Jen?
I do.
It's www.ebay.com/seller-center. And for those of you who weren't paying attention, I'll say it again. www.ebay.com/seller-center. And you can search there for the seasonal playbook.
We'll get you a vanity URL soon, Griff.
Oh, for Father's Day.
Yeah, that'd be great. But more realistically, when I get around to it. That's my last dadism, I promise.
Okay. No, brother, we've been speaking with Jen Deal. Jen, what's your title?
Customer marketing.
She's customer marketing here at eBay. This is typical for those of us who work here. Our titles change every week. You've been everything.
I've been everything.
Well, now you're
customer. Now I'm in between two things.
Me and that microphone.
Still seller marketing manager, I suppose.
Yeah, okay. But your customer marketing sounds so cool. Yeah,
manager.
And she's brought her expertise here to tell us what is going to be hot for Father's Day. Jen, thanks.
You're welcome.
Coming up next, we have questions from sellers, and I think we have some answers, so stay tuned. I'm Griffin. I'm so excited. You know why? I'm so excited, and the reason I'm excited is because we actually have some questions that were submitted through the form on the community page for the podcast from sellers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And joining me now is Alan Aisbit.
Hello.
And Doug, all the way via Skype from Temecula.
Hello, it's great to be here.
And if the three of us can't give you an answer with some accuracy to these questions, then what good are we?
Exactly. We'll try our best.
The first question that came in, guys, comes in from a user named Thunlin-0. And the question is, can I use internet banking?
Sure.
Why not?
Sure, I think so. I use it and I recommend it. I can pay my bills and all that stuff online. You might want to speak with your bank, though. They're probably best place to answer your questions about setting up internet banking.
Do you think that the seller meant, can I use my internet banking with eBay?
Yeah. Possibly, yeah. And
so how would you do that? You go through PayPal right now, right?
Through PayPal right now, and then when you pay your invoice at the end of the month, you'll see your eBay fees show up in your account, in your internet banking. So yeah, you can definitely do it. And then when you sell something, you can get the money into PayPal and transfer that to your bank account. So definitely possible. And yeah.
So our next question is from Judea58. And it's, how can I sell for other companies on eBay in my eBay account?
What would you recommend, Griff?
Well, he asks if he could do that. And the answer is, of course you can.
Yep, you can.
But you have to keep everything straight.
Definitely.
Right. Yeah. Remember that if you are selling for another person or another company and it's on your eBay account, you want to make sure that the merchandise is authentic and you want to make sure that your delivery promise and your returns promises are met.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like selling on consignment in a sense. But
yeah.
You take on all the responsibilities as the seller.
Exactly. Yeah. You need to make sure you're providing great customer service and then obviously working with the other person or whoever you're consignment selling for and managing that relationship too. So it's tricky. And I've definitely seen it done though. At our eBay seller meetups that we talk about a bit on the podcast, you will see somebody come to the meetup and say, hey, sellers, I have a lot of items in my house. I'm doing a garage sale or I'm selling off a property and mm-hmm. I need to get rid of all the stuff in my house. Who can help me? Who can help me sell on eBay? Definitely happens and it can work and people can be very successful at doing it. But make sure you do your research, who you're selling for, and then obviously keep up to date with eBay policies so you don't run into any trouble.
Excellent advice. Doug, the next one's for you.
How can I find out what is selling the most on eBay? That is a question from Staff Store. Well, Staff Store, you're lucky enough to get to go to one of my favorite parts of eBay. It's explore.ebay.com. And I like this because you've got three choices there: trending now, what it's worth, and best sellers. So that gives you a lot of great information. You'll find out what's selling the most, but you can also find out obviously what something's worth. And you've got this handy search feature where you can search to price anything. Let's search for Los Angeles Chargers jerseys.
They are not trending.
Oh,
spoiler alert!
Well, you just learned selling. That's helpful.
Yeah.
But the nice thing is you can go high level. So I went Los Angeles Chargers, and it gives me kind of an overview of the pricing and a nice graph of the price and quantity sold. Trending now is great. It shows you what's really trending. So right now, obviously, we've got a lot of Avengers stuff that's trending. Star Wars is hot. Of course, the Game of Thrones. There's some golf stuff.
Mm.
And then you've got your best sellers, and I could drone on and on.
And if we don't stop you, you will. So.
Best sellers is broken down by category. To find what is selling the most on eBay, I would go to explore.ebay.com, but I know that Alan has an option that he likes as well.
Oh, What's that, Alan?
I've used in the past Terapeak.
Oh, yeah, Terapeak's great.
So Terapeak, if you are subscribed to a store, I believe Terapeak is included in your subscription. So with Terapeak, you can analyze markets, categories, competitions, hot trends, and products and find out the best-selling items on eBay. Definitely helped me out over the years. So my favorite tool is Terapeak.
That's a good tool.
Thank you.
Okay, our next question is from Hicks1030, and Hicks asks, how do I set up an eBay store? It's easier than actually setting up a bricks and mortar physical store.
Exactly.
You don't have to sweep or wash the windows or paint the walls.
Thank God. No cement. Yeah.
So it's pretty easy.
Pretty easy.
You can go to your account and open a new window or tab in My eBay, select subscriptions, select choose a store, from there you find the store type that you'd like to subscribe to.
That's one way. But if you do go to stores.ebay.com, and it takes me to the stores hub. Yeah, I'm right there. And as you can
stores
go,
hub, yeah.
it, open a store under resources. So start there, and there's more than we can tell you on the podcast, because we'd be here for, 30 minutes. We should do a podcast segment on this. So if you just want to get the store open, just go to the URL that we told you before, either through your account or at stores.ebay.com, and click on the link for open a store and follow the instructions. You're going to be amazed how quick and easy it is. Our next question is by seller bought before. That's their user ID. And they ask, would eBay consider more product options for our free shipping coupon?
eBay always considers more shipping options for your free shipping coupon. I've seen some sizes recommended over the years on our community chat that we have every Wednesday from 1 to 2, and we share those insights with the shipping team. So I would suggest you didn't give any specifics around what you're looking for. So definitely let us know if there's sizes that are missing that you think will be beneficial. Go to ebay.com/community, go to our selling board or our shipping discussion board and post the thread. And let us know what sizes you'd like to see, and we'd be more than happy to share that with the shipping team for consideration.
And our last question is from 3Milly4, and 3Milly4 asks, on the new USPS package rates for 2019, with eBay shipping labels, are we sellers still able to ship packages that weigh up to a pound by first class, a heavier allowance than the retail limit of 13 ounces? And the answer is yes. Yeah, you can still do that. You have to select that option on the shipping page for first class, and then you'd put up to 16 ounces, and you can ship it first class.
Well, that sounds like good news. Sounds like Tree Millie 4 will be happy with that answer. Yeah.
So, Doug, can you tell folks if they want to submit a question through the web form how they do it?
If they want to submit a question via the podcast page in the community, they would go to ebay.com/selling on eBay, and they will find a form there on the right-hand side where they can submit their question, comment, desire to be on the podcast, anything like that.
Right, and they can also send an email to sellingonebay@ebay.com if you want to do it that way, right?
Yes. You can even call us.
You can call us, and the number is 888-723-4630.
Well, I want to thank you guys. Right. I want to thank Alan and Doug for joining us for answering questions. I appreciate the help, and I'm sure our sellers also appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
In spite of all that.
Thanks for having us, Griff. It was very conversational.
And that is our show for this week.
And what a show it was.
Indeed it was, but not the last one. What's on for next week, Alan?
Next week is all about test and learn.
Not enough of that, I think. If you run a business, you should always be testing and learning.
And applying the learnings to your business so it can help you grow.
Yeah.
To that end, we'll talk to a husband and wife eBay selling team, Rally Roots, about their constant testing and learning practices and how testing and learning has boosted their sales.
Oh, and you know who's going to visit us? Our good friend Shefali Singla. Yay. She's going to be here to help us with a deep dive into promoted listing strategies.
Ooh.
That can increase the visibility of your inventory on eBay.
Oh, lovely. And I think we'll also have an on-site report from the Los Angeles eBay Upfront event.
If somebody remembers to take their recorder.
Yes. See how that goes.
Oh, and don't forget our number. People are calling.
Of course, if you want to join the fun here on Selling on eBay, you can be part of the show when you call us on 888-723-4630.
That's right. You can call us at 888-723-4630. Now, you can call that hotline any time of the day, any day of the week. Leave a question or comment or a request to be a guest seller on our show, and we just might put you on the air.
We have our very own email address where you can send your questions if you prefer. It's sellingonebay@ebay.com. That's sellingonebay@ebay.com.
And spring has sprung. And one of the rites of spring you don't want to miss is your local eBay seller meetup. What is an eBay seller meetup, you ask? I'm glad you asked.
And?
And what?
Are you going to tell them what an eBay seller meetup is?
Yes, of course. I was just going to tell them. Gee, you're always in such a hurry, Alan.
Are you okay? Should I call for an ambulance?
What? No, silly. Of course not. Hmm. Unless that ambulance is heading straight for... What was I talking about?
Meetups, eBay seller meetups. Get on with it, old man.
Yes. I was just gathering my thoughts.
An empty basket, that will make.
Seller meetups are local events organized by eBay sellers so that eBay sellers in their area can meet in person on a regular basis with other eBay sellers. You can sense a theme here. These meetups usually happen at night and at places like local restaurants, homes, or business centers. At seller meetups, sellers share their tips and stories, insights, sometimes even a few complaints. You can see meetups that are scheduled on our special eBay community page for meetups at www.ebay.com/meetups.
And don't forget to tune into our weekly live video stream on the eBay for Business Facebook page every Wednesday at 12:30 Pacific. Go to facebook.com/ebayforbusiness, then jump over to the community for a Q&A chat with eBay staff from 1 to 2. You can find the chat at ebay.com/community chat. And don't forget, we're changing the name of the podcast to the eBay for Business podcast.
We are? Really? No one tells me anything.
God, we just talked about it a couple of minutes ago, Griff.
We did?
Yeah, and you were in the meeting.
Oh, yeah. Well, meetings is where I take my nap, so fill me in. When is the name change going to go official?
Next week.
Oh, yeah, so that's right.
Next week, Griff, if you're looking at your phone or wherever you listen to this podcast,
yeah,
if you notice your subscription to the podcast has a different name, that's why. Don't panic, though. Same great content. Same average hosts, same great guests.
Same average hosts? I think you didn't read the script right there. Well, I'm going to look forward to it. Hey, will we be changing the name every so often?
No, this is the final name, forever, immutable, unchanging, set in stone. Now, sign us out.
Gladly. And that's our show for this week.
The Selling on eBay podcast is brought to you by our community team.
Community director, Brian Burke.
Community manager and segment producer, Doug Smith.
Marketing strategist, Liz Austin.
Editor-in-chief and host, Griff.
And my esteemed co-host and wee lad, Alan Aisbit.
Thanks so much. See you next week, everybody.
Selling on eBay is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411. Wee lad.
Wee lad. Did you put that in or?
I did. So, no, I think I like that. I like it. The wee lad, yeah. I mean, it says I just want you to feel at home.
That's good, yeah.
Do you feel at home?
I feel at home. I forget that I'm not in Ireland.
Really? Shall I paint the studio green?